The recent flash floods in the Czech Republic have focused attention on how quiet streams can be transformed so rapidly into raging torrents, causing destruction and taking lives. Environmental groups are putting the blame on man-made changes to rivers and the landscape. But while the Ministry of Environment is mapping out the risks, changing the landscape to cushion the risks still seems a long way off. Chris Johnston has the following report.
The flash floods at the end of June, which killed at least a dozen people and caused billions of crowns of damage, has put the spotlight on how they could occur. Of course, heavy rainfall is required, but environmentalists say the country is also paying the price for past changes to iron out meandering rivers and get rid of trees and plants that could soak up the runoff rainwater. Zdeněk Postulka is the water expert for the environmental group Hnutí Duha. He says that around 22,000 kilometres of Czech waterways have been shortened and altered artificially, and he points out that only 5% of Czech streams and rivers have been deemed to have a good ecological status. But Zdeněk Postulka says that's not the only problem.
We have another problem also, and it is very bad shape of the agricultural landscape and also the forested landscape. And these two things are not considered to be problems by the water management authorities. And if you consider the rainfall amount, the most of the rainfall fell down in the forested catchments, in the mountains. The forest management doesn't follow any rules to retain water, and there are no obligatory standards.
Mr. Postulka says some crops in particular, such as maize, rape and sunflowers, are unable to catch runoff rainfall. The problem is particularly severe if the earth is damaged by reliance on fertilisers rather than traditional manure to feed these demanding crops. The Czech Ministry of Environment is taking a first step to deal with flood risks in September. Then, in accordance with European rules, it will unveil its first assessment of where it believes the future flood risks are. Mikhaila Brejchova is part of the flood prevention team at the ministry.
On September this year, there will be the first draft of those areas in the Czech Republic. We are trying to assess last floods that we had, so it will help us a lot to build the model situation, the models into the software, that we can predict it better for next time.
But the assessment will only be completed in 2011 and detailed flood risk maps drawn up by 2013. The tough decisions on what landscape changes might be necessary could only then start to be thrashed out, with many interest groups looking to have their say.
You're listening to Radio Prague, the international service of Czech Radio.